When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, Hulk Hogan has passed away, and it was kind of timely. Didn't schedule it that way, of course, to have Dr. Siegel on with us. I really enjoy him. Doesn't he seem like a joyful person?
Yeah.
Like a doctor that you'd want to see?
He seems like a doctor that I would just want to sit and ask about all kinds of different health problems, like a chiropractor.
Well, he was talking about Hulk Hogan and that, you know, people from that era were generally steroid users. Is it a fact that Hulk Hogan was a steroid user? I mean,
I know, but those guys are enormous. Bet. Well, he said that he said wrestlers don't tend to live as long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of rough on your body.
It's got to be.
It really is.
It's funny to see how many people are, I keep forgetting this, because I am, Hulk Hogan is like a character out of my childhood, but it was like happening on the other side of the fence for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, if you know who, is it Jazz? Jim
and the Holograms.
Yeah.
What?
Do you, know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, Brad, you explain it.
It was a cartoon about this girl named Jim, and if I remember correctly, she would transform, but she was also like this rock star. But it was kind of like Hannah Montana, but a cartoon, and
they were
more superhero-y, if I remember correctly.
Hannah Montana was a person. This was a cartoon, and I'm looking at the cartoon right now. You guys probably, were you big into cartoons growing up?
Yeah.
Yes.
What were your cartoons?
Saturday morning stuff I loved, but I really liked Garfield, and I liked Ninja Turtles.
Gosh. Ninja Turtles, man.
Yeah.
I was in a Ninja Turtles, too. My brother was actually a Ninja Turtle. he was so into Ninja Turtles, as you probably both were. I mean, it was such a cultural phenomenon. We have, my dad always had, you know, the put it on your shoulder, VHS, camcorder. Mm-hmm. And so we have a ton of home videos, which is such a blessing to have that, because it was, I mean, the thing was bulky and heavy and whatever. But there's this, and my dad was usually the one videoing. So he was also in radio. So he has this like pleasant voice to listen to. But every once in a while, you just get dad's commentary on whatever is going on. There's dad. And I remember that Christmas, everything my brother got was Ninja Turtles. And I can hear my dad saying, "This is the turtle Christmas." So I think that every time I talk about Ninja Turtles, my dad going, "This is the ninja or the turtle Christmas." I don't like the toys. There was a cartoon, but the toys.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't exist for our kids the way it did for us.
Not well, there's still, it's shifted to collecting other types of toys. I don't know that boys are into action figures the same way they were.
That involves imaginative play, mm-hmm. and, you know, like, I think baby girls, toddlers into young girl children will still play with baby dolls, still dress up Barbies and stuff. But, like, the idea of having a He-Man or a G.I. Joe or a Hulk Hogan action figure, there's something that you saw that you were otherwise going to be bored for that time. So you'd take your imagination and things that you knew to be true, and then you'd go create your own stories in your basement, in your yard, wherever you might have been. there really isn't that anymore. Am I wrong?
Yes, because it's shifted. My kids are at that age. So I have an 11-year-old who's just starting to get out of that and an 8-year-old who's right in the center of it. Mm-hmm. And they still play together a lot, but what they play with, Pokemon cards, so that's not action figures, and Legos. They play with lots and lots of Legos, but they treat those Legos and those guys and sets like action figures. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the same type of play, but it's not Ninja Turtles. It's not big, muscular dudes. It's not even G.I. Joes. They're playing with Legos.
Here's Jem in the holograms. I got
never seen
here.
This before.
She had something special with her earrings, but she was basically, I don't know what she, was she saving the world from something?
Something.
But she was like,
she must have done it because we're all fine.
Yeah.
Maybe she would. I'm trying to like, what was her normal? Like, who was she when she was normal? I think she was a lead singer of a band, and then she would like do something with her earrings and turn into some superhero. I don't know, but we didn't miss an episode. I must not have been paying attention.
Well, where was this on? How would I have missed this entirely?
I don't know. I know there are people listening right now who know about Jem and the Holograms. Come on.
Were all of her bandmates holograms?
They were cartoons.
Well, the whole thing's a cartoon.
They remade a movie of it in 2015.
Really? With live action or cartoon?
Her name was Jerrica Benton. And
Jerrica.
She inherited a record company and a foster home, but had a power struggle with the co-owner.
That sounds like a real story.
Say that again?
So
wait a second. Let the plot simmer here.
Yeah, she inherits a record company and a foster home and faces a power struggle with her co-owner. And to save the foster home, she transforms herself into the rock star Jem with the help of the holographic computer created by her father.
They were into a lot of different industries.
So the rock star is the alter ego.
Yes.
And she only had to do the alter ego to save her own foster home?
And record company.
No, it sounds like the record company was okay.
Yes.
I think it was the foster home that her co-owner was against
it. Yeah, I don't remember all of that. But it was a big deal. I recall, you said Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes
was the best.
Merry Melodies.
Yep.
And then Animaniacs came around probably, what? Like intermediate school, maybe third, fourth, fifth grade. Great. Ethan's back in with us. Ethan, have you ever seen Animaniacs? Have you ever heard of Animaniacs?
No.
Yes, you have. United States, Panama, Mexico, Canama. Canama.
Would you like to take a survey?
Nothing.
About beans?
Nothing is ringing a bell.
Wheel of morality. Turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
I think we all remember one episode.
Well, I just remember the song because the song lives on. The nations of the world.
Oh.
No, I grew up
the nations of the world.
I think it came on like right after school got out. Like, yeah. If you hurried home, you could throw your bags down and get, like, it was maybe like a 3:30 airing on Channel 11 or whatever. Yep. Ethan, that was the cartoon you could watch as a kid. I mean, it was not, everything else was Oprah or, I mean, they didn't even have daytime news TV or whatever it was at the time. Like, here it is. Go ahead. No, not
almost
it.
Almost there.
I can't imagine not having SpongeBob.
That's gosh.
It's the best.
On Nickelodeon?
And
yeah.
Now,
here we go.
Nations of the World, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda.
Is it all the countries?
Tobago, San Juan,
yeah, it's every country.
Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam.
This is Donald Trump announcing all the tariff deals.
Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now one piece. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey, and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq, and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Portugal, France, England, Denmark, and Spain.
We're getting bumped for this.
You gotta let it go now.
India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan.
All of the countries.
Malaysia, the
yes.
Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan. Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan. Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam. Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Djibouti, Botswana. Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana.
Do you notice how he slips some in like Asia? It's not a country, but he had to use it to rhyme.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish Sahara is gone.
Spanish Sahara.
Nigeria, Chad and Liberia, Egypt, Benin and Gabon, Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya and Mali, Sierra Leone and Algier, Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea, Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman, Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
Ethan is blown away. Have you ever experienced that before?
No.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That was unbelievable.
It really is amazing.
Can you watch the Animaniacs anywhere right now?
I have no idea.
I mean, that would be something. I'm glad we're talking about this because I'm always looking for things from our past. We've talked about this a lot that I'm trying to show my kids. I want them to experience those great classic movies from the 80s, from the 90s, mostly from the 90s. Maybe some early 2000s, and I want them to be able to consume this stuff. They were watching Looney Tunes. It was on somewhere, and they think it's great.
Oh, yeah, my kids, too. Yeah. They're like, they're just blowing each other up.
Says you can pay to watch it on YouTube, Apple TV, or Prime Video.
Yep.
Prime Video, do you get access to all of them if you pay for it?
It looks like it. It looks like you rent it to have access to it. Yeah.
I would think I will do that, because that's something, gosh, man, they're probably listening right now. They're watching some YouTube channel, and it's a dad and a daughter. And these people are very successful YouTubers. No disrespect at all for what these people have done to create. I think they have a couple million, maybe 3 million subscribers or something. Mm-hmm. These people are very successful. I begrudge them none of it. But you can only take so much of one thing in your house. And every time I come home, we're watching this dad and this daughter do all these zany things.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, just watch it when I'm not here.
You know who the executive producer of Animaniacs is?
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg.
That's why it was so great.
Are you going to watch it now? After Spaceballs?
A lot of people are asking.
You're asking me if I'm going to pay for it?
It will be entertaining as an adult.
I don't disagree with that.
It'll probably be more. That's why I want to watch it again, because I was thoroughly entertained for those 30 minutes when it would be on weekdays after school. But it was you could always tell it was really smart. Really smart. And I was probably not that smart then, so I'd like to check it out now. I wonder if any of those countries has anything changed?
I can't remember. I think I remember listening closely enough to see if they had not too long ago, and a couple had. The one that always surprised me that they listed in there, because this is really before it was a huge international issue, Palestine.
Yeah,
they say Palestine at the very end of that. They say that's a nation.
All right, you sing it now.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru. That's as much
like
as I know.
Like half the speed, too.
That was still pretty good.
Yes,
and
it is.
More than I could have done.
Sounds even better with Carrie Underwood under it.
Animaniacs, that's right. I wonder if she could sing that song. We'll be right back with Ethan's sports and local news. Don't go away. Story, I'm gonna say that I did it for the glory,
but don't think that I did it for the fame, yeah. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
To get away from your parents, and I thought, wow.
Hold up! Check it out.
Sports and local.
The raging rants of Ethan again.
Was there an ellipsis in that?
There was.
I heard it.
Yeah, he nailed that.
All right, Ethan, rage on.
I will.
He's very calm about his rage.
This is something to rage
about.
He's
working up to it.
It's a passive-aggressive rage. The scariest kind.
Hello, friends and
easy,
Ryan.
Easy.
Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
Irfan.
Story number one on the day. Not something to rage about, but I think it is good news for at least those in this room.
Good rage.
Gage.
I don't think so.
Got that? Got it. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood Federation of America, accusing them of misleading women about the safety of mifepristone, a medication used in abortion procedures. In the lawsuit, Bailey claims that Planned Parenthood is violating Missouri's consumer protection law through dishonest advertising.
You can order this medication online. You can fill out a form and never have to see a medical provider. You take a pill. It induces an abortion. You could be months pregnant. It induces an abortion. You pass the child at home, and if anything goes wrong, you go to the hospital and then can be cared for, but it won't be treated as though it's a abortion. Like, it's not called an abortion. You can do this so that you can essentially have an unsupervised abortion, which is also a private abortion.
Now, that's something to rage about.
Oh, my gosh. This is not pro-woman at all. It's not pro-human, especially, but it's also not pro-woman.
According to the FDA, mifepristone can cause serious or even fatal infections in rare cases. However, yes. The FDA also notices that U.S. clinical studies have found serious complications in fewer than 0.5% of patients. Bailey's lawsuit claims other studies have suggested up to 4.5% of patients may need emergency care following a medication abortion. The lawsuit seeks a court order to stop Planned Parenthood from making what Bailey's lawsuit alleges are misleading claims about mifepristone. It's also seeking more than $1.8 million in civil penalties for violations of Missouri law and up to $1,000 in restitution for every Missouri woman who Planned Parenthood provided abortion pills to in the past 5 years. A spokesperson for Planned Parenthood stated the following: "This isn't about keeping Missourians healthy and safe. It's about attacking abortion.
It's about the holy grail that is abortion to the Democrat Party. They worship at this altar. That is not an over-exaggeration. Abortion is a feminist solution to the complete and total lack of responsibility that men have to have when they have sex with zero consequences. Just think about it for a second, that in the feminist world that kind of was brewing when I was younger, 80s, 90s, this women's empowerment movement that I kind of grew up in, turns into this postmodern feminism thing where we got to really stick it to men. It's women have made it to the table. Women's voices matter. But now it's time for men to sit down and shut up. But imagine in the pursuit of equal rights, imagine for a second that you would be willing to sacrifice the unborn. Initially, because women should be able to have consequence-free sex whenever, with whomever, how often that they want. That consequence-free sex here is the actual goal. So instead of looking at men in the instance where we should shame men who sleep around and don't show up to meet the expectations, the possible consequences of those actions, and meet their responsibilities when they do develop with the life of a child, instead of saying, you know, from a Christian standpoint, I have my moral thoughts on that, but we live in a free country and my Christian faith doesn't rule the country. You can have sex with whomever you want as long as it's consensual. And men have been doing that forever, without having to bear the consequences of their actions. Women don't have the choice. So instead of asking men to step up and show up and be responsible, the only way to give women the permission to have consequence-free sex is to say, yeah, you can kill the baby. And then the men are like, yeah, you can kill the baby. You want $300? We could. What a race to the bottom. So now we've created a situation where instead of taking the baby out of the uterus piece by piece, which is what an abortion can be. They dismember the baby and they suck it out of the woman. Instead of doing that, now we have a situation. In addition to that, you can still get that done in a lot of places. But now you can also order a pill. You can order some medication. It'll be shipped to your home. You can have the abortion at home in the privacy of your bathroom, in your own bathrobe, in the comfort of your home. When that passes, when that, as you call it, cells and tissues pass, If it doesn't all pass, it can become an infection and you can die. And that happened in Georgia. And everybody wanted to say it's because people feel like they have to do abortions in secret. Remember when the whole idea is if it has to be safe, legal, and rare, we don't want to have coat hanger abortions in back alleys. We want them to be medically supervised. And now look what the Democrat Party is doing. They're shipping you medicine so you can have abortions in your home. The babies die. Women have died because of this. They are unsupervised. So it was never about safe, legal, and rare. It was about politics and consequence-free living. We are not holding each other to higher standards at all. It's such a race to the bottom, and it is an evil, evil way to prioritize something so obviously wrong, morally depraved, to make it some sort of political thing where you, like, the political outcome of this is that you three in here, you should just shut up and listen to what I have to say because you're men and you don't have any right to speak on any of this. But no abortion. No, there are zero abortions that have ever happened that didn't at one point include the participation of a man. That's never happened before. A man has always been required as part of the process on the way to abortion. Every single time, 100% of the time, batting 1,000 there. You can have a participation trophy, but not be able to talk about it? That doesn't make any sense either. Sorry, Ethan, go on. This is rage, right?
Good rage.
Thank you.
Gage.
Gage.
We love Gage. Moving on now.
Play that Animaniacs song again.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru.
Switching over to sports, Missouri football head coach Eli Drinkwitz has received a second contract extension in less than 2 years. This happened just today. This one keeping him with the Tigers through the 2029 season. It will also add additional money to his salary pool for assistant coaches. He signed an extension in December of 2023 that paid him, get this, $46 million through 2028, along with incentives such as, you know, college football playoff appearances, national championships, etc. Drinkwitz, who arrived in 2020 after one season at Appalachian State, is 38-24 with the Tigers, which has broken a Mizzou record for the most wins in the first five seasons by a Mizzou coach. Has also coached 17 players now that were chosen in the NFL draft, including Armand Mambou, who got drafted 7th overall last year's NFL draft. So congrats to Eli and the boys, as you hear on the commercials here at 97.1. And it's supposed to be a good year for Mizzou again this upcoming season.
Are you a Mizzou Tigers fan?
Not really. I mean, you know, they're kind of local, but they're kind of not. So it's like,
what Ethan is saying is it would be bad professional optics for me to be like, no, I'm not.
They're like the semi-local team. So I feel like it's easy to just say, yeah, you know, a lot of my friends cheer for them. So I'll back them. But I'm not a huge fan.
Ryan? Do you hate them?
I don't hate them, no.
Are you
Do
sure?
Do you hate them?
Are you sure?
I think so.
60% of the people listening here love Mizzou Tiger football.
Yeah.
And 40% feel the other way.
I once had dinner with Gary Pinkle.
Did he know?
No, he didn't. He was in the restaurant and I was at a table next to him. We didn't talk, but I saw him and I pointed and I'm like,
Pinkle!
Hey, that's Gary Pinkle.
What'd you eat?
That was back when I had an accent. I don't remember what we ate.
Why did you have dinner with him?
I think we were eating at a steakhouse. Maybe it was a Brazilian steakhouse.
He probably had like a salad.
Where all of the meat is on a skewer.
Was this a dream?
Oh no.
Was this a fantasy?
This was not a dream. This was reality.
I had to pinch myself. I don't like where your eyebrows went when you said that.
It was a glorious day for me.
Put them down.
It was wonderful. I mean, here I am with Gary Pinkle. Who would have thought? I had arrived as a person who does not care about Missouri football. I have to qualify that.
Thank you. Andy, you're an Illini fan, right?
ILL.
They're supposed to be pretty good this year.
Football?
There is talks that they could be a dark horse to make the college football playoff.
Illinois has always been fun to watch. So we're a Notre Dame family, and that's my husband's thing, and I am by marriage. But we watch Notre Dame. Every year, they're going to compete, and then every year they have one really bonehead loss. And then it's like, oh, the whole season's over. It's college football. At least we got playoffs now. So that changes it a little bit.
Totally does.
But and then, of course, a lot of the focus here is on Mizzou. But Illinois, from a football standpoint, in the last few years, has just quietly competed. And it's like, why aren't we watching that game? We watch a ton of Illinois basketball. But football, yeah. They've got a respectable thing going there.
The last several years, they're definitely moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. The head coach, Brett Bielema, that they have has really revitalized that program, and they're in a really good spot right now.
Very cool. Well, thank you. What was that one? Ethan's...
Oh, hold on. I got it. Raging Rants of Ethan again.
Again.
These are all listener suggestions.
I think I added again, but... Brought the most rage that time. Is Trisha coming in? She is, right?
I believe so, yes.
Annie, are you okay? Next. And things usually get off the rails here. This is a segment that's supposed to be what I think about things, but mostly it's just what Ryan thinks. Ryan says something, and then Brad plays the sound, and then we just move on. And I sit here and sip my salt water. It's kind of silly. We'll be right here when you return. Don't go away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I got a good job at the dollar store.
Some news out of North Carolina. RNC Chair Michael Whatley is going to seek the open Republican-held Senate seat in North Carolina. The chair of the RNC. And that comes hand in hand with the announcement from Lara Trump that she is not going to be seeking that seat, which I think she'd be a great senator, but less Trump for right now, wouldn't you say? Let's get to Annie, are you okay? Let's get
and now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Trisha's in the house. How are you, Trisha?
Hi, Annie and crew. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Great to see a friend.
Great to see a friend as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody
I felt
who I
personal.
Like.
Understandable.
We're all friends here. Homeless man wins $1 million in lottery scratch-off game. This out of California, a man won $1 million in a scratch-off game after thinking he'd only won $200. He was surprised when the store manager confirmed his prize and asked him what he would do with $1 million. He shared his plans to secure a home, get a couple of dogs, and invest the money for a steady income, expressing a desire to keep a low profile after his story went viral. Annie, are you okay?
Are you want to ask the question too? You can cut Trisha off. Can she finish?
No, go ahead.
There's a big...
This is letting you know it's coming.
Are you okay? Just like earlier in the studio?
What's that? Buying lottery tickets.
No. Well, I mean, when we're talking like hundreds of millions of dollars, it's fun to throw $20 at it. It's also stupid, but I still do it. Go on, Ryan. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I really feel bad for this guy. He's homeless, he wins $1 million, and still can't buy a home because he's in California. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That was not worth the wait. It really wasn't.
No, I don't think so. I think it was.
Do you know why it wasn't worth the wait?
Too much buildup.
That didn't help, but it was just kind of a rational thought.
that was a good like side panel Gutfeld joke. I think that wouldn't be main headline, but you know, that's a good addition.
What a weird thought process.
Let's send this to Greg, huh?
I know what you're doing here. I know you're stepping right on my face to launch yourself into a Gutfeld writer career, which I'm sure they would let you do if you did it for free.
I would.
I sent you
Brad, make it real.
Pull up our DMs. Yeah, maybe a little less finger guns. I sent you a post from Joe DeVito.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you laugh out loud when you read that?
I did. That was a good, solid joke, just like the one I just made.
Joe DeVito put a tweet out, and I thought to myself, there is no way that Ryan Wiggins isn't the source of this joke.
They need to stop testing makeup on rabbits because it makes them look slutty.
That is a Ryan joke.
I was really proud of not only Joe DeVito for writing the joke, but Annie for thinking of me when she read it.
What did I say?
Are you writing for DeVito? Not Gutfeld, but for him who's writing
DeVito.
For Gutfeld.
Because it may stop testing makeup on rabbits because it makes them look slutty.
It's a solid joke. That's why he's.
It's all Wiggins.
That's why he's on the number one late night show in America.
Mm-hmm.
Texans shaken as thousands of fire ants are seen forming rafts on river using their bodies.
What?
Thousands of
fire ants?
Fire ants have been spotted floating on floodwaters through the Texas cities and forming rafts using their bodies, with residents now reporting the gross behavior. The bugs, which can cause painful stings, are prevalent in Texas, and when their underground nests flood, they sink their teeth into each other, interlock their limbs.
It's kind of like this show.
And create a raft to stay alive.
Whenever it floods in here.
You guys sink your teeth into each other.
And then Ryan, just like limbs. Kate Winslet, laying on the raft all by himself.
Taking up all that space. He had a whole door.
That's why I always light matches in here. People think it's because of the farts, but it's because I'm trying to get the sprinklers to go off and flood this place so I can get on that door.
So a lot of inside information in that. Just letting people. What's the question?
Are you okay with float trips?
Ooh. Are they overnight? They kind of have to be, don't they?
Are they full of bugs and
they
ants?
They don't have to be. My last one wasn't. So no, just float trips.
It just seems, somebody said that camping and float trips is like, takes so much work and so much money to live like you're homeless.
It's true, but they're so fun. They're so fun.
If our crew and our families went on a float trip, would we all come back alive?
We'd all come back with bite marks from forming rafts.
From each other. I don't know. If I was going with the right people, I would go, but I would be like, isn't there anything else we can do?
Is there something indoors?
Is there something else? Nice or not, I don't have to be indoors, but just like civilized.
Could we sit around a campfire with citronella candles? That's what she's saying.
No.
Sounds so lame.
Just sit around an American Legion and do some karaoke or something like that. I've done that with Trisha.
Yeah. Florida woman charged after allegedly spraying mace at a driver who struck a chicken crossing the road.
Ooh, wow.
There's a lot to unpack here. This is out of Key West. According to the police.
Oh, Key West.
A 38-year-old woman stopped her car on a roadway to let a chicken pass, but another driver who was behind her swerved around her and ran over the bird. The woman wanted to teach the other driver a lesson, so she followed her, forced her to stop, yanked her car door open, and sprayed her in the face with bear mace.
Seems like a lot.
What's the lesson?
Wait. The woman
Don't run
who's,
chicken over.
The woman
chicken
who
over,
stopped followed the woman who ran the chicken over.
Uh-huh.
Did she say, hey, hey!
Then bear maced her.
And then bear maced her. She's now facing 2 counts of aggravated battery and 1 count of burglary with assault or battery. Annie, are you okay with breaking for chickens?
I will stop my car in the middle of the road and help a turtle.
Yeah.
Cross. Always got to push.
What about a chicken, though?
What if it's on 5570?
You got to do what you got to do. That turtle needs a hero.
Speed bump.
I will pray for the chicken. I'm not pursuing a
Dear
chicken.
Lord.
I have dinner,
it's
kids.
I will pray for the chicken.
See, now here's the deal. No, what's the actual question?
Are you breaking for a chicken?
Break, yes. Swerve, no. My family was in a terrible car accident in 1997. I was a seventh grade, headed up to Chicago to play in the state basketball tournament in seventh grade. And we swerved to miss an animal that ran out in the front. And we were going 65 miles an hour up 55. And our van rolled 8 times. And it, both left tires popped and we rolled and we all lived. And it's kind of amazing that we did. So that chicken's going to be dust if it's on a highway like that. But if I'm driving 30 miles an hour on a country road, let's be real.
Ryan.
45 or 50. I'm stopping to help an animal if I feel like I can. But a chicken, like if you put if you take a turtle out of the road and you put it over there on the other side where it was headed, the turtle's probably going to.
You're helping, yeah. Chicken's
that chicken could cross the road 8 more times before you're out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, why would a chicken be on 5570?
There are
trying to get to the other side.
There are turkeys. Okay.
You're better than that. I expect more out of you.
You're better than that, Ethan.
Yeah, you walked me right up to the doorway. What am I supposed to do?
You're an enabler.
This is all your fault.
Ethan, you cannot become part of the problem.
I'm sorry.
There are turkeys, like, right across from the landfill.
That's what I always say.
Okay, fine.
Is that a euphemism?
Next question. That's not this segment, but it is now.
Moose meat and antlers caused Alaskan plane crash. Too much moose meat and a set of antlers strapped to a wing brought a small plane down in Alaska, unfortunately killing its pilot. A crash report found the hefty meat cargo meant the plane was more than 100 pounds over its takeoff weight when it left a remote airstrip. The presence of a pair of moose antlers on the right wing, wing strut of the plane, apparently a common practice in Alaska, would have likely made the flight even trickier. Annie, are you okay with moose meat?
Moose tracks.
In cold, frozen, creamy ice cream form.
Moose
meat.
What is? Isn't there a popcorn combination that has something to do with mooses?
They're meese.
Cheddar?
White,
he's
white
just
cheddar.
Saying words.
Said cheddar.
No, absolutely not.
No.
No, not me. I'm okay with people who are okay with it, but that's not for me. Isn't that like a Christmas gift? Is there, maybe it's a brand or something like that? Gosh, somebody Google moose popcorn.
Harry and David?
I think maybe.
That's what you're thinking about?
Why are you talking like that?
Just curious.
He's being insightful.
You need to loosen your belt.
Moose munch.
Fun fact.
Moose munch, yeah.
Harry and David.
Here we go.
See? That's right.
Come on, Brad.
Hey, there are snowflakes on that box and everything.
The gaslighting was really working.
Bobo Farms is saying moose munch. He knows. People knew.
Bobo
knows everything.
Bobo and Brad.
You got another one?
Peas in a pod.
One more. German customs finds tarantulas in cookie shipment. German customs officers discovered about 1,500 tarantulas hidden inside a shipment disguised as cookies.
On purpose?
The 15-pound shipment from Vietnam was intercepted and when inspected revealed tubes of tarantulas. Unfortunately for the spiders, many of them did not make it, but the ones that did were placed into professional care.
Fortunately for the security members, many of them did not make it.
A criminal investigation has been launched into the package's intended recipient.
Oh, God.
Annie, are you okay with cookies?
Not spider cookies.
Just cookies.
Just cookies,
though. Have you ever held a spider?
I would never hold a spider. I would hold a tube of spiders like that. But not
what,
just
with
a
dead ones?
The dead ones.
Yeah, the ones with dead ones.
Yeah, real brave, real bold.
The ones disguised as cookies.
Made in Vietnam, huh?
Would you ever hold it? You know how people come to like field, you go on a field trip or people come to your classroom for kids and they send those pictures. You're like, what'd you do to my child? Would you hold a spider?
I don't know. I have friends who have spiders. They have tarantula
adults?
No, no. Not outside.
It's the children that Ryan's friends
like,
with.
They buy them. Me and the dudes, you know, like Pokemon, tarantulas.
Keep
like
going.
Tarantulas are so cool. Yeah.
Keep going.
And they're like, "You're cool because you have a leather jacket." I'm like, "I know. I can smoke." I'm older.
You wouldn't hold one.
No.
Ethan, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Have you?
No, I have not.
If somebody brings a spider, like a tarantula spider, into the show, I will quit. That day, I will never.
What
come
if
back.
It's dead?
No.
What if it's a paper one?
What if you got paid a lot of money to hold it?
I don't think there's an amount of money.
Seriously?
Not there's that somebody
no
would really offer me
amount of money. No.
Like if it's like they do not bite, it will not bite you, guaranteed. You wouldn't hold it for any amount of money.
I don't.
It will crawl.
Well, some tarantulas just don't bite.
Eat little legs.
Some? What if it's not one of those some?
I'm saying they probably know enough to get you one that
doesn't bite. The
spiders?
Oh.
Yeah.
They're like, don't bite her. She's
afraid of you. Well-trained spider.
Listen, this one's cool, okay?
The spider's
like you, but...
Oh, gosh, I'm getting itchy. No. Stop looking at me. I don't like the way everyone's looking at me. Turn around and face the wall.
Okay.
Turn around. Now you make me uncomfortable. No. I can't think of a realistic sum of money that someone would offer me to hold that. And I'm pretty sure that thing would sense my
fear and take advantage of it.
Uncontrollable fear, and I would die.
How do you feel about cookies?
Cookies are great.
Thanks for getting back to the point.
We'll be right back. I've seen better days. I've been star of many plays. I've seen better days. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Man, I almost got in there before he started shrieking.
Yeah, you were about a half beat too late.
One in the he sounds like he's hurting.
I can't wait for Christmas time just to play that song.
No,
no. You guys been good this year?
No. There's this.
No many.
I didn't know what you're talking about, and I just like replayed him. I'm like, oh yeah, I know what he's talking about. There's this reel, this short video out that's whatever, and it's this like really heavy guy who like lives out in the middle of the woods, and he's wearing like pants and just suspenders and no shirt.
Is it cat turd?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh. No, I was talking about somebody who's unflattering. How rude! But this guy, he like. He's sitting in his old broken down recliner and he's like kind of acting like he hears something. And then it just suddenly, I'm like, I think I hear it coming. And then he goes and he opens his door and goes out to the middle of the woods and he starts singing that Mariah Carey song.
Wait, the Christmas song?
Yeah. But you could just hear it like very faintly in the background. I don't want a lot for Christmas. And then he like just gets grumpy and he goes back in his house. It's July. It's almost August. Are you okay with that?
You know, the passage of time is something that I just don't feel like I control at all. I've come to accept it for what it is.
Think about the passage of time.
Man, did I send you that video of Kamala Harris saying stupid stuff?
Which one?
Is it a recent one?
It was recently highlighted. She was talking with maybe the Chicago Tribune or something? I see these videos and the point that is made by how ridiculous of a candidate she is, every once in a while to dip back into that now, you just think, man, we really dodged a bullet. But I always think, I don't want to hear that again. I don't want to hear it myself again. Why would I subject the people who listen to the show to that?
It is weird going back to it because you go, oh, yeah. You know, she's still, in a lot of people's minds, a theoretical candidate for either governor of California or the next presidential candidate.
Is she
for
not
Democrats.
Like the favorite to win the primary again?
I mean, she's
again?
The favorite among no favorites. She's,
right.
She's polling about the highest at like 11%. So there's no real favorite.
Gotcha.
I want to play this clip here real quick before we wrap up and get the results to today's YouTube poll about the Epstein files and Russiagate, because I don't really know anything about this. I've heard it come up a couple of times, and maybe you guys have heard something about it. But I don't like to play The View. I don't... it just seems like self-punishment to subject you or to subject ourselves to what these women are saying. But they are making the headlines. Do you guys know what this is about?
And before we go on hiatus, we only have one more show after this. I'm allowed to say that, right?
Too late now.
So it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Before we go, I wanted to tell people that the tide is turning. The tide is turning and things are changing. I mean, the ultimate irony would be that Rupert Murdoch will take him down.
Yeah.
Fox News, who created the monster, will take him down.
Going on hiatus, one show left. I'm allowed to say that. The obvious reaction there was you were not supposed to say that.
Yeah, that's the weird comment, because if they were just going on hiatus, because shows do that. I mean, even late shows, they'll go on a
break
for a little while and they'll play repeats. Yeah. So that's common. I don't know if that's common for The View, because I just don't know. But for her to say, can I say that?
I'm going to say, as a professional broadcaster, if you've said that on the air after you've stated something, you messed up.
Oh, I've done it.
Unless you're making an active choice. But saying, should I say that afterwards? It's too late. The YouTube live chat poll, is Russiagate a cover-up for Epstein, or is Epstein a cover-up for Russiagate? Brad, do you have any thoughts on this? Are any of these stories being pushed out there to try to cover up the other?
Yeah, I think the Epstein one is being pushed out there more to cover up the Russiagate one. I know everybody's looking at Brad, you're weird. What are you saying? It's probably both. No, I think it's that one, and I think that the Democrats are savvy enough to get a story out or push a story so that they know what's coming down the line, especially if there are people still on the inside of the intelligence community that would leak that information to those that need to do it.
Ryan, what do you think?
I'm actually on the line between both and neither. I do think that the timeline's been pushed up a little bit, maybe on some of these things, but also that both of them were going to happen.
They're standalone stories. Yeah. The Russiagate and the Epstein files are standalone stories. I think the president and this administration has been transparent with everything they're trying to do. Folks, it has been 6 months. I don't think either one is a cover up for the other. And I think the people who are like, you're addicted to conspiracy thought. That, to me, that has to be the result of the thought process, not the initial thought that you try to prove and justify the means. I say neither.
227 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is Russiagate a cover-up for Epstein or Epstein a cover-up for the Russiagate? 52% say neither, 26% say both, 11% say Russiagate to cover Epstein, and 10% say the other way around.
Thank you for the votes today. Overwhelming majority say neither. Thank you for voting. Mark Rand Show next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.